I'm doing okay, Lee. How are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. Now, Devonport Jazz starts tomorrow. It's a big program. Now in its 21st year, this is a big year for Devonport Jazz.
Absolutely. What a birthday to be having. And we're kicking off tomorrow night with Gospel Song at the Parranapple Convention Centre, which is going to be a fantastic community event. We've got 11 different groups coming along to have a bit of a community sing.
How good. And that's not the only event either. It's a great way to kick it off, but it goes on and on and on. The program obviously is too big to go through right now on air, but what are some of the standouts over the weekend and into next week?
We've got a fantastic band coming from Sydney, and they're an international, like global jazz band with members from Peru, Cuba, Brazil and Australia. They're doing lots of Latin stuff and Peruvian rhythms, which is fantastic. They're going to be doing a workshop for us on Friday afternoon, and then a performance at the Town Hall Theatre on Friday night, and they're called Ally. They're the brainchild of Gay Bryant. Now, Gay is a saxophonist who, in fact, came to Devonport Jazz in one of the very first years. So it's been quite a while since we've seen her.
Yeah,
so it's exciting that she's back.
The kids aren't left out either, are they?
Absolutely not. We've got Django's Tiger at Playgroup on Friday morning, and that's at through the East Devonport Child and Family Learning Centre. So that's for under five-year-olds and their carers. We've got a great program in the mall on Saturday with Musos in the Mall, and my friend Darren Kerwin's going to be the MC there, and that's going to have a bit of a Disney theme. So we're inviting families to come along. The kids can have a bit of a dress-up and a dance. The music's going to be played by Sophie Leslie and her band, and they're going to do lots of jazzy Disney songs.
That sounds just the ticket. And that's free, isn't it?
It sure is. We've got lots of free and low-cost events right across the weekend. We have jazz at the Pavilion, Jazz Mad, lots of sort of pubs and clubs involved,
yep.
But some great community events as well.
What's Jazz Mad again?
Jazz Mad, standing for Musicians, Artists and Dancers, and it's a real showcase of young people in our region. And so that's going to be happening on Sunday at the Market Square Pavilion from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. So lots and lots of family fun there as well.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well done to everybody who puts this event together, because, I mean, we've spoken in the past and it's no easy feat, is it?
It is a big job. There are lots of working parts, but we're very, very proud of this program and proud of the festival. I'd just like to remind people to get online to have a look at the festival program at devonportjazz.com.au. There are loads and loads of things there that you can still book for. There are things that you don't need to book for, and a couple of things that aren't in the printed program. So if you're interested in something that, you know, might be a bit different to the regular program, go and check it out.
Now, we've spoken about festival passes in the past. Are you doing that again this year?
We sure are. We've got a great festival pass this year for all of the events that are happening at the Town Hall Theatre, which includes Ally, as I mentioned before, but also includes a ticket to see Paul Grabowski, who is a jazz legend in Australia and really a national treasure, so we're excited to have him. Hobart girl group Swoon, who do lots of like close harmony work, and also the Royal Australian Navy Band from Melbourne.
Swoon were on the news a few weeks ago, I'm sure of it.
They might have been.
Yeah, I reckon they were. Anyway, it's a massive program and it's a jam-packed few days, 28th to the 31st of July, devonportjazz.com.au. Marie Brudzinski, thank you very much for a little look at the program this year, and we didn't even cover half of it. So check out devonportjazz.com.au, get your festival pass from Parranapple Arts Centre, or call the box office 6420 2900. Thanks again for your time, and we wish it a cracking success.
Terrific. Thanks, Lee.